everybody, and welcome once again to the Unlearned Podcast. I am your host, Ruth Abigail, aka RA, and you have entered in once again into Freedom Friday, which is when me and one of my friends comes and shares with you something we've unlearned this week and how it has made us just a little bit more free. All right, so I've really kind of been struggling to figure out what it is that I have unlearned this week. Sometimes I'm not really sure. And then it hit me. I've had a lot going on this week. It's been pretty busy the last few weeks. And so I probably have a little internal stress that I wasn't really sure. I didn't really know I had, right? And so this idea of stress and like how your body deals with it, or how your body responds to stress, kind of began to get on my mind. And one of the things that I have to unlearn and I'm continuing to unlearn is that you can't let the stress of the moment take away the joy of the assignment, right? So we're all going to go through stressful moments. We're all going to have peaks and valleys. We're all going to have things in our world that aren't going how we might want, or that's just overwhelming, right? It's just a little too much to handle. And so sometimes when we enter those moments, or we're in those moments longer than we want to be, then it can feel like this isn't what I want anymore. This isn't what I'm desiring right now. I want something different, because the stress of the moment is putting you in a place where you've lost the joy of the big picture, right? And I think it's important to realize that we have to unlearn that stress is not a part of things even that are good. Like even things that you enjoy, your passions are going to be stressful. The things that are most important to you, whether it's your family or, you know, your friends, your whatever it is, your work, your career, those things are going to have stress points. They're good things. Good things have stress. Good things have moments that we don't like, right? So that's one of the things to unlearn. But then the other thing is, at the end of the day, when you experience stress and you come on the other side of it, the next point of tension is not going to be the same, because you're not the same. Whenever we go through something difficult, we come on the other side of it, we have changed. Therefore, even if the same thing occurs, it's not going to meet the same person. So you won't have the same response, and you're not going to have the same experience. So we don't have to sacrifice the big picture for a moment, because every time you get past a difficult moment, the big picture changes a little bit, because you change a little bit. And I think it's important to unlearn that stress remains the same throughout our lives. It doesn't. It doesn't. How we meet stress, how stress impacts us, how being overwhelmed impacts us is not the same every time. Not because of the thing, but because you're different. You're different. Every time you conquer something difficult, you become a different person. So the next thing that comes at you is coming at somebody who is stronger, who's wiser, who is, I can't help but say better. And y'all already know, if you, Marvin Sapp, I'm sorry, I couldn't help it. But that's the reality. And we have to be willing to accept that good things, things that we love, are going to bring tension, are going to bring moments of stress, going to bring moments where we're overwhelmed. But we can't sacrifice the big picture because we don't like those moments. You will be past that moment and you will be better, and that same moment won't hit the same person. All right, so that's what I'm unlearning. Hopefully that was helpful. It's been another edition of Freedom Friday. Make sure you're checking out our current series, Unlearning Politics. I know some of the information might seem a little dense and like, man, what are these people talking about? I'm telling you, it's really interesting. And I personally think it's important that we really start to grasp what's really going on in our world and how it impacts us, and be able to talk intelligently about some things. And we really have to unlearn how we engage with our world, how we engage with people in power, how we engage with power ourselves, right? And so that's what a lot of the conversations are, trying to help us to unlearn that we are not powerful. We are. Just because you don't have a position or you're not an elected official doesn't mean you don't have power. You really have most of the power. You put them in those positions. Anyway, I'm gonna get off that. So check out our series. Let us know what you think about the podcast. And let's keep unlearning so we can keep moving further and further towards freedom. Peace. Thank you once again for listening to the Unlearned podcast. We would love to hear your comments and your feedback about the episode. Feel free to follow us on Facebook and Instagram and to let us know what you think. We're looking forward to the next time when we are able to unlearn together to move forward towards freedom. See you then.